This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Wednesday. A few minutes past 6 p.m. Well, we don't talk about COVID all that much. Rach, you have some thoughts on the do's and don'ts of COVID?
Well, I came across an article the other day that was like, here are the Anthony Fauci gives his do's and don'ts during COVID season. And I thought, okay, is there anything in here I don't already know? And the answer is no, there is nothing in there that we don't already know.
Wear a mask.
Everyone wear a mask. And then they describe the mask. Don't travel, please. Stop waiting until the vaccine is safe to get your shot. Get it now. And stop being laissez-faire about putting that mask on. You can't only wear it part of the time. It goes on and on. Stuff like that. And I thought to myself, okay, I get that they have to keep releasing these articles. But I sound like a pessimist. But I really think there's no point to publishing them anymore because you either believe that a mask is going to protect you and others or you don't. Or you don't believe it and you're still putting it on just as a sign of social politeness. Or you don't, you know, like, I don't think anyone's going to pick up the, what did Fauci say now? And then start living their life a different way. And I'm not even trying to be like, don't publish it. I just feel so beaten down by it. And we've been in doing this for so long that I thought it was kind of funny. I thought it was kind of strange that they were trying to repackage the same advice yet again, knowing that people have their minds made up of what they're going to do.
Other than where I think we can all agree that the scientists who came up with the vaccine so quickly is amazing. Overall, how do you feel like we've done with this? The government, we, and the people, we.
I think the government could have done a lot better. There was so much confusion at the beginning. I wish they would have just been upfront and said more like, we don't know or stand by on this. But they had to go back on so many things. I don't spend a lot of time judging former President Trump for the pandemic handling. I don't think there's really any point to that. I look at the CDC way more. Us, I think there are people who have overcorrected and done such an amazing job. And I don't judge them for one second. I think great for you that you haven't been inside of a restaurant since March and all this. And then there are people who, let me say this, because I'm just rambling right now. I think there are a lot of people who felt like when the first lockdown ended in May, that it was over. And that's not true. But we started focusing on other things. This show went from being pretty much all about COVID because it was the only thing to talk about to now. We only do touch on it once in a while. And we're just one piece of the media. Everyone's done that. So I think people who aren't super plugged in have looked at it and been like, well, restaurants are back open. Bars are back open. Why don't I go out? Why don't I do this and this? Ah, do I really have to have my mask every time? Is it really that bad? Well, yeah, it is bad. The deaths are out of control right now, but we don't ever talk about it. So it's like, eh. So I guess to answer your question, let me take 45 minutes for this answer. We're not doing great. And I feel like in 10, 20 years, when we look back on this, there's going to be a lot of like, why did we think that was okay? And then the certain things we have overcorrected are going to feel ridiculous too. But I don't know. I think there's this tendency to be like, well, I have my mask in my car, as if that means anything, or it's legal to go do XYZ again, so I'm going to do it. And then people are shocked when they get COVID, but they haven't been protecting themselves. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think like most of us operate the same way that that's someone else's problem until it's your problem. And most people haven't had COVID. It's just the way it is. An S ton have, and 400,000 people have died. But if you haven't had it, or someone in your family hasn't had it, like with me, you do feel, I don't feel invincible. I just feel like I'm not going to get it until one day I get it. Does that make any sense? I'm careful. I wear a mask. I rarely go into public places other than like QT or
But see, to me, that's not you feeling like you're invincible. The fact that you take all those precautions clearly shows that it's something that you have put thought into.
Yeah. I just mean it's not... Something can only be the front of mind for so long.
Yeah.
And we as a people have just, I think, understandably, and I don't think the government helped, because I agree with you, Rach, that article by Fauci is like when you're 27 years old and you visit your mom or dad and they say, do you have gas in your car? You just roll your eyes. You're like, oh, and that's the way it's starting to feel. Also, now we're starting to see after a year some real science that Monday morning quarterbacking, but it looks like we never really did need to shut down. And we certainly never really did need to keep the kids out of school. Again, you don't know what you don't know. But even with that science, people are still just...
Man, where I really have to criticize the CDC, and look, they don't care, but we didn't have to shut down. I wish they would have just from the beginning said, wash your hands and put that piece of cloth over your face. But it was sold...
And social distance.
Exactly. Yeah. But it was sold to us as we have no choice. We have to shut down. And lots of people... I really struggled with the shut. We all did on this show. We were all like, are you serious? They're shutting down the economy. Are you serious? And we said all the time, I just hope everyone follows everything to the letter, because if they don't and we shut down for no reason, this is going to be terrible. And guess what? It was terrible. But at a certain point, I can't judge my fellow citizen for being frustrated by this and going like, what are you guys talking about? Because there was such a back and forth, and we weren't in the beginning, we weren't given the opportunity to do well.
No,
we were sat on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've slowly started letting up on us, and yeah, we haven't done great, but I think part of it is because you used up so much goodwill with the shutdown.
And I'm like you with Trump. I don't think he deserves a lot of credit. I don't just think he deserves a lot of blame. But I wish he would have kept his mouth shut, because the whole stupid bleach and sunlight in your butt and all that stuff, what it did, the real problem, I think, is it kept everyone fighting about what he was saying.
Yeah.
Can you believe this guy's so stupid? He's not stupid. He's a genius. He didn't mean it. It was a joke. None of that should have happened. It should have all been 100%. We have a pandemic. That might kill 500,000 of us.
And we were too. We were worried about playing
more
politics.
More worried about playing politics. Me too. We talked about it.
We were more worried about playing politics and pushing our own agendas than solving the problem.
Yep.
And you can say that for just about every issue that we've faced in the last 4 years.
100%. Is your voice weird because you didn't sleep?
Yes.
Did you not sleep and yell?
It's the end of the day.
I'm not sleeping.
It's just, there was no sleep last night, so it never got any rest, and now it's the end of the day.
You're probably the worst. Rage is second to you, and I'm behind you guys when it comes to not sleeping. Do you, like, last week when I didn't?
I'm glad we're ranking it.
Let's do the report cards. Last week when I didn't sleep for 3 days, on the fourth day I was terrified. Do you get scared, or are you so used to it?
If I go that long, I do. Yeah. And I've gone that long a couple times where I've strung multiple days in a row with no sleep.
Yeah.
And you start to get really, it starts to get real weird.
So what will you do tonight?
After one night, I mean, this happens, this isn't that rare for me, unfortunately. So I'll just have a regular night and
hope for the best.
And if I don't get any sleep tonight, then I'll start thinking about maybe changing up a routine.
Gotcha.
Yep, that's just kind of how it goes.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
This crazy world, man. This crazy, crazy world. You see your boy Al Watkins?
No. What's he doing now?
So you did that story last week about, you know, he's representing
bullhead guy,
QAnon shaman,
yeah. Right? Now he's apparently representing everyone that rioted at the Capitol. He did an interview. You can read this on 97.1 FM Talk.
Okay.
And he basically speaks for the entire, everybody who stormed the Capitol. The headline is, St. Louis lawyer says Trump betrayed those who stormed the Capitol by not pardoning them. Not his client. Everybody. He said when, I can pull up the quote here, but basically he said he put out this long list of famous people and teammates and took care of all them, but all of his supporters who he inspired to act on his behalf, he turned his back and betrayed them, and he should have pardoned. He should have showed his support for them by pardoning.
Let's set aside the Al Watkins-ish of it. Just on its face.
I think it would be impossible for him to do that. If he were to do that,
yeah,
that's a guaranteed impeachment. Because
yeah,
then it's him
ridiculous.
Signing his name to what went on. I mean, come on. Al Watkins, oh you. That boy loves attention. That's all I have to say. He loves getting his name brought up, so.
Wanted them all to be pardoned.
Mm. Yeah, I'm so shocked that that didn't happen. Come on.
Yeah. No, you cannot, yeah.
That's guaranteed impeachment.
Of all the crazy things that crossed Trump's mind, I am positive
that
pardoning
yeah.
Capitol rioters did not cross his mind.
Well, Dave, don't you agree? Wouldn't that be a guarantee that the Senate would convict him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Said that the Watkins said that rioters.
Tony, let me interrupt.
Uh-huh.
I've said this from the beginning. You got to give me one thing. I'm pretty consistent. I don't think the president should be. I just want the president to go live his life. I don't want the next 4 to 6 months to be him on television every night about the impeachment. I don't want him to not be impeached because I'm worried about him. I think it's bad for the country. That being said, if they do go forward with it, it's a real horse race. I mean, last time there was zero chance he was going to be convicted. This time with Mitch McConnell, who's still the minority leader, who's saying as late as yesterday, he's responsible for this. He incited it. He provoked it. He has great influence with the other senators.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this from your understanding, but it is very beneficial to the people that want him to face a crime for this that it is a Senate hearing and not a hearing in an actual court because there's a lot more politics involved in a Senate hearing than trying to get a judge who has to follow the letter of the law.
Yes. Yeah.
You have to present me with proof.
You can do anything you want.
You have to present me with proof that he inspired this violence in a court of law with a judge and or a jury. But in the Senate, you just have to have 60 people that really hate him.
I also expect, and this is based on...
You don't have to prove anything.
This is based on nothing more than just observation. The Southern District of New York has been investigating him now for years. And it came out today that they have all of his financial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be really surprised if they don't indict him. Because if you're SDNY and you investigate anyone for years like this and make such a big deal out of it, and then it's just a big womp womp at the end, that's bad for you politically. And Southern District of New York is as political a monster as it is a legal monster. I think you're probably going to see that in the next few weeks.
And that was always that specific situation there in New York is what people, when they talked about him pardoning himself,
Which he couldn't because it's state.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yo, you're right. You're right. So,
yeah,
that was always haunting him throughout his presidency. What the court
and
in
we
York
may
was
find
doing.
Out soon why.
Mm-hmm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.